Let's go.
What is up, Earpers? Welcome to Bingetown TV. We are back with our season 2 coverage of Wynonna Earp, one of the best shows of all time. We have the same crew here today. Our first timers, we got Luke, Kyle, and Jimmy. Say what's up.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Make your peace.
That's my new jam. We're going to go through the whole season today, see if the boys' opinions on any characters change, talk about the new characters. But I think the first 5 episodes or so, 5 or 6, I would say, is Gooverly. So we've got Waverly Touch the Goo. She's dark. So that's kind of the issue in the first few episodes. And then another issue is rescuing Dolls and also curing him.
Yeah.
But the big bad of the season 2 really is the Widows. It's Mercedes and Beth. Widow. We'll call them Widow Mercedes, Widow Beth.
Okay.
So what'd you guys think? Season 2?
Season 2 was awesome. It has easily my favorite episode of the series so far with the flashback episode. It was season 2, episode 8,
yes.
No Future in the Past.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, man. I think that episode made Bobo like a top 3 character for me. He was just so much better after that. Doc, steady slate. He stayed at the top the entire time.
Yep.
I have nothing really against that. I love how they wrapped up the pregnancy storyline with Wynonna.
I got a lot
I'll
to talk say about
yeah
that.
I'll talk about that later, but I was worried about how they were going to end it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy with how they did.
Yeah,
I thought the Widows were sweet too, because like they felt like they were actually a huge threat.
Yeah,
right.
I did not like the ending of them, but I liked everything else about them. And then my last piece is Jeremy's the man. He was such a good addition to the season.
I love that.
He was just fucking awesome.
He gets better too. They give him more.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Doc is just magic.
Yeah.
It's so good.
At the end of 12, when they split the bullet and then Jeremy just comes over and like pats him on the chest and is like so happy to be there. It's like the cutest little moment.
And, when Doc, I don't remember exactly the episode, but when Doc gets put into the trophy and then whatever reality shifts because Wynonna is no longer a thing.
Yeah.
And then he has to convince Jeremy that he's not actually a bad guy.
Yeah,
and I can't remember off the top of my head what he says to him to prove it,
mm-hmm.
but it's so good. And he gives Jeremy the hat and Jeremy's like, yo, let's go.
He says, you still read Doctor Strange comics because you want to be a hero. I can't remember the first two.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's so
he's
great.
Like, get out of here, you gorgeous idiot. I love it. Jimmy?
I texted the group and I said, Wynonna Earp is a freaking enigma, just because to me at this point, I and we'll talk about it, there's a lot of inconsistencies with what we're watching. And usually, and we said it in season 1 recap, usually that would make me stop watching. But for some reason, I can't stop watching. You know, the charm, the characters, everything about it, I love. So I'm not going to stop watching, even though certain things frustrate me. And for some reason, I'm letting it go. I loved it. I like season 2 a lot.
I really like that term, the charm, because I would say that the show has charmed me.
Yeah.
To where I just like following the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see now where we go in season 3. We'll probably talk about that stuff a little later. But mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's just kind of fun. They're just so goofy. Some of the things are kind of eye-roll-y a little sometimes. I thought Wynonna, beginning first half of the season, her Wynonna-isms, her jokes were kind of falling a little flat. They weren't hitting.
The one you said is really bad. I cannot believe that got through. The rest, I think, are funny and charming, like you said. But the lions and tigers and bears, oh shit.
Yeah.
Is a stretch.
That was bad.
I will say, but the rest I'm here for. But I will say that once you said that, I think I was really paying attention to the cringe, and I was like, okay, if you're charmed by Wynonna, you love them. You know what I mean?
And also, I don't think the humor is necessarily aimed at me.
Yeah,
sure.
There's other parts of the show that I like a lot, and I'm okay with it. And Wynonna, just that's who she is. That's her character.
Yeah.
That's fine. But the lions and tigers and bears are shit was particularly bad. Like we talked about off pod because of this situation. It was like very serious.
Yeah.
It ruins the tension in some scenes.
Yeah. I thought it would have been fine if we had a purely emotional scene like that.
Because
we get them later in the season with her and Doc about the kid and their good scenes.
Yeah, great scenes.
Shifts
just
the tone.
Wait. Oh
yeah.
My God.
She can't hide behind like the cracking the jokes where she has to actually show.
Well, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, of course. And those scenes were great. And I guess maybe at beginning of the season, she's like still trying to hide behind them. And then I guess the baby, as she becomes more and more pregnant, kind of changes her, which is fine with me.
Let's talk about the new characters. Okay. So we have for a very short period of time, actual Mercedes and Beth. I love Mercedes. I love it. She's like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, she's very fun. Beth is just kind of like on the side. Mercedes is the main sister. We've got Jeremy, who we all fucking love. Yep. And we need him. He's like the goofy, funny, another really smart guy. Like, he's more the sciencey guy, whereas Waverly is like the history buff and certain things like that. Rosita. Mm-hmm. Love Rosita. Yeah. Hot.
Hot
girl. And then Tucker, if you want to say he's the worst. He's,
dude, yeah. He was
who's
wild.
Worse, Tucker or Champ?
Champ.
I hate Champ. Like, Champ is
totally Champ.
Tucker's like an actual bad guy. Champ is just like.
Yeah, Tucker moves plot.
Yeah.
Champ just jerks himself off.
Okay. That's
does Champ ever make another appearance?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, yeah, I could say that.
So, are you lying to us?
What was his actual last appearance so far?
Wasn't it when he was getting hammered? It I mean, off the poison.
Poison.
Oh,
yeah.
That was okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole like punches him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says to her, like, he says out loud that she's dating Waverly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, and the sheriff's like, well, that's their own business. And then speaking of that, early in the season, when, what are we saying? Gooverly?
Gooverly, yeah.
When she kisses Hot in the school and they're all like, what?
That's a cringy scene, isn't it?
Yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm. And then Tucker's fucking upskirting the chicks. That's when we meet Tucker, too.
Yeah.
But wait, while we're talking about skirts, Waverly doing the cheerleading is literally one of the reasons I watched the show. Like, those are some of the gifts I've seen where I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this. She's so beautiful.
I watched it twice.
I watched it 800 times. It's the beginning of three. It's the opener of three. It's like, and that song was on my top listen to on 2020. It's so fucking good.
So, all right, that just brings me to the conversation, because I was texting Kathleen while the season was going on, like probably after every episode in the beginning. I was texting you, and I told you straight up that I hated the idea of Waverly being possessed.
Yeah, let's dive into that.
We said it too on the pod for season one.
So Luke specifically was pissed because he thinks that anything you're watching is negated. Because you're saying that's not actually Waverly. We're thinking that her character's growing, but she's not. But they kind of solve that by saying
she was fighting it.
And also when she's with Nicole in the bedroom, like for the second hookup time, and Nicole's like, wait, like, how do I know? Was it you? Like, how do I know? And Waverly's like, I don't remember much from when Mixion took over me, but I remember every moment I was with you type deal. Hot.
That definitely saved it a little bit for me.
Yeah.
But aside from the romantic thing, like, I just I hate possession storylines, especially if they're not even going to be the main thing of the season. And it felt like an obstacle to get to the main thing, which were the widows.
Really? Because I thought it was, I think anytime the actors get to like play as someone else is just delightful. I thought Waverly was so good.
Raven from The 100.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's Allie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That. And even Wynonna as her, I loved it. I was like, this is really good. But interestingly enough, like, I talked to Jimmy about this off pod. I was like, I think one of the like little plot holes of that is when the eyes go dark. Okay, are you only taken over when the eyes are dark? Because Wynonna's basically whole episode, her eyes were not, and she was fully taken over.
Right.
But what I like about it is that Waverly is stronger than Wynonna.
Mm-hmm.
Waverly could fight it way more than Wynonna ever could. Waverly was fighting it for 7 weeks. Wynonna had it in her for a day and was just completely assed out.
I think it makes sense, too. You know, the way that they talk about it, that Waverly's just kind of
special.
Yeah, I mean, also, like,
she's
too good.
She's pure. And Wynonna, as much as we love her, has her vices and has the thing. Like, what was the thing's name again? Mixion. Says, like, this is going to be way easier for Wynonna because she's got some bad in her, pretty much. Like,
well, it's also Waverly's lineage, right? Like, it's the whole
don't say anything.
I'm saying the whole season.
Like, don't tell me what it is.
I'm saying the whole season, Bobo saying you have dark corners you haven't even explored yet. Like, there's so many line drafts from Bobo. I thought Bobo and Waverly was such a cool thing this season.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Bobo in that white outfit with the things on it, the snapping, he is so good at being Bobo and the weird little mannerisms he does. He's such a fucking wacko.
That's
so much
better at their season two, man. It retconned some of the things in season one that just makes sense now. And I just, he crushed it. Do you agree? Because I know you weren't a Bobo fan in season one. Do you like him a lot more?
No, The backstory was amazing.
Yeah,
I also
was so good.
Thought it was funny that I had an issue with the fur coat. And they show him getting like a new
woman's
fur coat. And then Waverly says to him, like, that's a woman's coat.
Yeah.
And she's getting pissed at him. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the possession, I'm 100% on Luke's side about, I'm not a big fan of possession storylines, but I think for this season, because she was fighting it, we find out, and it really wasn't like, hey, Waverly's bad for six episodes. I was fine with the way that the story went because we're getting mostly Waverly, and then here and there we're getting the seeds of her being Mixion.
Yeah, it's not Elliot and
if
the Magicians.
It was if it was Wynonna like she is when she's bad in that one episode for six episodes, game over. Sure. Then I'm going to be pissed, you know?
You want Waverly. She's so sweet and cute, and I think they gave her way more this season. Even with the cheerleading or even her singing in that one episode, they really give Dom like a lot more to work with in this season.
Well, they give her she's an episode lead when the episode basically where Wynonna disappears. I mean, Doc a little bit, but Doc dies.
Okay, so I want to dive into that episode fully because Luke says that the flashback episode is his favorite.
Let's pause really quick. I'm sorry, Kathleen, but Luke specifically said to me that there's a point where you're like, all right, I'm in for season two because you told me the beginning isn't going to be. Because, you know, you were just warning me a little bit and you were saying you didn't really like the beginning as much. What part actually turned it for you? As soon as the possession was over or was it?
It's kind of coincides with also they start to dig into the Wyatt spec, not Wyatt specifically, but like, you know, they do start getting into Clutie's backstory and Bolshar and like just planting the seeds for that. And then they also give us the flashback episode. So I guess it was like over those three episodes. It's been a month. So just putting it out there for me personally, I started this binge weeks before Kyle and Jimmy. So it's been probably over five weeks.
Did you watch season three yet or no?
I watched two episodes of season three. That's why I was like saying vampire much, thing. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're pretty much a rook now. Like,
yeah.
Like season one, you knew season two. We did season one recap. But now you don't really know anything extra.
Yeah, but the reason I'm bringing this all up is because I am a little bit removed from this. It's been a month of real time. Now I'm going to be back on track with you guys. But so I don't remember the specific scene, but I remember it was around the middle of the season where I was like, fuck yeah, all in. And yeah, so I mean, there was a part where I wanted to fucking throw up and kill myself when Waverly ate the spider too. So, so it had its ups and downs.
The rat smoothie.
Dude, the rat smoothie got me. I was like,
yeah, that was disgusting.
Like the spider thing, I'll watch that all day because I could just assume it's just fake. But like the smoothie, there's the chunks in there and the tail sticking out and like you're just drinking it down. I don't usually get squeamish, but like it's getting me. Well, Kyle's face right
now. Protein, dude.
For me.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about her taking just like if they bite actually out had, that spider. That
like I was fine with that. But if they would have had Waverly drink that, if she would have made her drink it, I would have been like, well, Kathleen, why are you making me watch this?
That would have been a little worse because that would have been non-possessed Waverly drinking.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So fun fact, Dom is a vegan in real life and Melanie Scrivano improv that line. She improv the line where she says, you're not a vegan, are you?
Oh,
that's funny. That's good.
I know. It's good. A lot of behind the scenes stuff. Everyone always is like, Melanie Scrivano is a genius. Like her improv lines are the ones that stick in the show.
Another interesting thing that I found out today, just like kind of snooping around, is that Waverly's actress, she's British.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she's British. That just makes an episode, I guess it's one, when they break into Black Badge. And
yeah,
she
I meant
the
to say that.
But she's actually British, but she's doing like the bad accent.
I can't picture a British voice coming from her.
Dude. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I bet. But that was funny though. The Scotland Yard was good.
Dom actually goes by they, them.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Recently after the show. So just for future reference.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. Okay. So going back to what I was going to say, Luke really likes the flashback episode. I think that Wynonna's Vision Quest is one of the best, absolute best parts of season two. I love an alternate universe episode. I like it in every show I watch. Grey's Anatomy has a great one called If Then. I love the idea that like what's meant to be will be, fate type stuff. I love when episodes flip the script on that. And I love Waverly and Nicole in that alternate universe episode. It is so fucking cute. Specifically the scenes in the cop car when she's like, you would do that for me? She's like, I would do.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you would do that for me? She's like, I would do a lot of things to you.
Yeah.
She's like, for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, one thing that makes me sad about the alternate reality one is that that dumb cop is not a character.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe it'll come into play a little later.
He doesn't.
If Nedley ever gets like out of the picture and we need like another cop in town.
For anyone who doesn't know, of course, Wynonna gets pregnant. In the middle of the season, she was pregnant the whole time, obviously, in season one. And then for the rest of the series, she's wearing crop tops and shit. Like they obviously changed her wardrobe in this season. If you're not paying attention, you would never know. I didn't know. I wasn't expecting it. The cool thing is behind the scenes and people in Alberta, everyone kept it under wraps. It was absolutely not spoiled. Like she was walking around 9 months pregnant because in episode 12, she was days away from giving birth, like literally three. Could you imagine shooting that devastating scene? First of all, amazing acting. You know how out of commission you would be when you're days away from being pregnant? That's out of control. And you're shooting a scene giving away a baby.
Yeah.
It's so emotional and crazy. I mean, we'll dive into that at the end, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But there's so much about like sci-fi giving Melanie Scrivano a shot by being like, sure, be a lead, be a pregnant lead, still be a badass, still be kicking Waverly's ass and belly bumping her. And stuff. You know what I mean? Wild.
That's what I saw that scene and I looked up. Is she actually pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, is she actually pregnant doing
this?
Yeah. Yes. So it's like groundbreaking feminist shit. You know what I mean? And Melanie like cries every time she talks about it on pod. She's
really
or on panels and shit. On pod. Every time I talk to her on
maybe
pod.
One day.
Yeah. But she does. Because she's like, I'm so glad they have fit. Normally they would either write it out somehow, like try to figure out how to put a lamp in front of her or something. You know what I mean?
A lamp in front of her.
That's what people do. Oh, like when people are pregnant, they put like random shit.
How may your mother?
Them.
They had Lily bag, like, carrying like bags of shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. But
Robin too.
I don't want to lose this too. I thought maybe I'm just so biased by the one scene that Nedley gets later, but he fucking crushes it when he's being tortured and he just like holds back that whole time. He just shot up in my mind, like as a good, as just a great supporting character for Wynonna and her whole mission.
Agreed.
Well, he has also has that whole scene earlier in the season when he's talking to Nicole and kind of discussing this town's fucking crazy. And it's the Tucker drama because she's like so mad that he's not acting on this. And he actually has a file and he's like, it's called the long game. But I like the line where he says, like, be a good cop. It matters to her. He's such a good influence on her and he believes in her. And that's going to like shoot her trajectory for the rest of the show, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
looking
you
know? Forward to it. They also gave us a... I don't know if we want to transition gears. We'll get back to Wynonna because obviously the show is Wynonna Earp, but to transition a little bit into Nicole and kind of taking that your thought right there a little farther. Well, they give it to us a little bit at the end of the season and the finale
until
where she's
it
kind
goes
of,
down
which she's like looking at, she has that ring and she's looking at the Cult of Bolshar files. But the thing I really wanted to talk about a little bit with this is the way that Dolls is looking at her. I it looked like he's like straight scowling at her, like, get out of the car.
Which
like,
scene is this?
Right at the end.
The very last scene. It's slow-mo. It's Wynonna's like driving off to see Mama Earp and everyone.
Waverly and
Jeremy.
Jeremy are like drinking the coffee.
Okay.
It's all slow and they're laughing. And then Hot's in the cop car reading the file. And Dolls is just like staring at her through the windshield, and I didn't understand.
I felt weird about that scene too.
I think you're supposed to. I think it's like, what is that? And of course, that's one of the main points of next season. I won't say anything because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah,
but I like that read.
Yeah, I just thought it making it seem that like Dolls was not against her, but like acting that way just made me feel weird. I thought it was like a weird. I guess technically the last scene is the Mama Earp scene.
Yeah.
So that's like a little bit of a better, like not palate cleanser, but like taste in your mouth to end the season. Cause I thought it would have been weird to end it on the other scene with Dolls.
So it's supposed to give one last mystery. And I do want to say that song Until We Go Down plays at the end of episode one of season two, when Wynonna is in her bed, like crying, and then sees her necklace glare. And then she walks up and sees Dolls at the top, like after they rescue him, that song's playing. And then, so I thought it was a nice little wrap up, full circle moment for season two. Speaking of Dolls, how do we feel about his like medicine and his condition and being like a lizard man?
I like the plot line of Doc and Rosita, correct? Like with the meth lab in the basement. I thought her like entry into the series through that plot line was really good. And I like also that Doc is like doing that for him. And it seems like they kind of have like that like bro agreement where like until the end of the season, they don't really like outwardly show affection toward each other really.
Right,
but like Dolls knows that Doc has his back in that way. So I liked that. But it's just still weird when he is that demon and like breathing the fire. It just doesn't feel right.
You love when Doc calls Dal's partner.
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
Don't. It's like, don't look at my partner's ass. Like,
I'm looking forward to more of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more of it. What I'm not looking forward for more. What I'm not looking forward to is the inevitable conclusion of whatever the fuck this love triangle is.
Yeah, oh. Somebody's got to be chosen.
Yeah, it
because
sucks.
Dal's like, it's so weird because they talk about how Dal's is different when Winona's not around, when the way he acts to like save her. And then Winona acts that way in the beginning of this season because Dal's is gone.
Yeah.
And then Rosita mentions it at the end in the finale episode that Doc was like so different when Winona was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how can there be like a clean conclusion?
There can only be one.
Yeah. I just like, yeah. A little part of me felt really weird when Dal's and Winona are like in bed.
Right.
Together.
Especially because she's pregnant with another with Doc's baby.
Yeah. It was just like that scene threw me a little bit because I was kind of like, mm-hmm. What the fuck's going on here?
That's a great segue. I love in shows when like someone dies for 60 seconds and that's what breaks the curse or that's what resets the curse. I love that
shit.
I was
good with that, Anne.
That is like the classic. Okay, what's the curse? They have to die. We'll kill you and we'll revive you. Happens in Magicians to break the curse in season 3. They when Margo's like, I'm high, motherfucking king, queen, king. Shorting out.
All right, ready to nitpick again back here. Yeah. So I asked Kathleen this. I said, just like spoil this for me because I need to know. And I don't even know if I really should be saying this, but it's not that big of a deal. So that scene, right, when she dies for 60 seconds and then you see the hand go up, right?
Yeah, you see all of him. He's out of the snow. He's
He just rolls up.
Let's first of all, I want to talk about the fact that they show a body when they're taking Bobo to whatever at the end, beginning of season 2,
very true.
When they're finished, you know, he's in the back of the truck taking him back to Black Badge.
When Winona shoots him,
yeah. And he goes
it's the end of season 1,
but in the beginning of season 2, when they're going into Black Badge, they're literally showing a burnt body that they're taking, which is supposed to be Bobo Bobo's because she's
body.
Like,
really,
yeah, because she's going, oh. Bobo's gone or something. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't get something. You know, Dal's like, yeah, I couldn't control Wano did it or something, whatever it is. But they show a burnt body. I mean, I'll show it to you on Netflix right now. But
yeah, they do. I thought that was weird as well.
They say it's Bobo.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, where's Bobo? Because he was in the back of the truck.
See, I thought that was like a decoy body because they know Winona killed him. Like they wanted to like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Who would they be decoying?
Yeah, Dal's, he's in the back.
They just killed another person. It.
Yeah, but nobody's
it's
in
like,
the back of the
like,
truck and she shoots him.
Game of Thrones when they kill the Rickon and
no, yeah,
fake
I,
kill Rickon.
Well, yeah, but like you need to have someone you're trying
yeah,
to trick. So
no,
why
I don't know.
Try to trick themselves.
Answer.
Yeah.
But you're just mad that he came up out of the snow?
So no, I'm saying I'm mad there's a body. There shouldn't be a body because he's going down to hell. And also when obviously we need to talk about are all the Revenants coming back.
That's what I was just gonna say, is that's not a thing.
Yes.
So it only brought Bobo?
Yeah.
Wait,
well,
no. What do you know about it?
I literally asked you. I said, am I going to see Jack?
I'm not going to tell you. Oh, I said, we don't see Jack
again.
You said
again.
I said, we don't see any of the named Revenants. Like, we don't see that stupid blah, blah, blah guy. And we don't see the.
So if we don't see any of the named Revenants, how do you know that any of them came back? Because those are the only ones we know.
Is it like said? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Well, that just makes me feel like how can she break the curse by killing all the Revenants without us seeing some of those characters?
It's either she doesn't break the curse or
a loophole.
Like there's off screen kills. Like that's what I'm saying.
I don't think they'll do off screen kills with people like that.
But listen, I will also tell you that, like, don't you think Revenants kind of took a back burner anyway? Like season 2, she was not hunting Revenants at all.
Yeah, but let's talk about that again really quick, because my biggest inconsistency was the fact that I was under the impression that the original first season was that the gun is only special against Revenants that Wyatt killed back in the day.
Because they said that,
the curse,
and then
they
broke that.
Now it's any freaking demon or any monster.
And it also isn't just monsters, because can't they all, okay, so just jump into the end, which I hated this, which I guess you can, whatever. When she shoots the bullet at Doc, it shouldn't have shot. When they split, split, like that shouldn't have been able to fire.
No, it's a real gun. It's a gun that
it
shoots.
Can shoot. She shot it before. She just can't shoot it with like accuracy as good. Like
yeah.
In the very beginning of season 1, she like shoots the sign, remember? And she like misses.
Yeah.
She's also not trained.
But it doesn't like, but I'm saying like, it's crazy that like when she shoots the sign, Peacemaker doesn't glow red.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when
okay.
she shoots the demons, it does, like it's supposed to be a revenant.
Like
you know
it
what
knows.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like,
a demon killing gun.
Yeah, but but that wasn't told to us in season one. It was the curse was only supposed to be this is Wyatt's gun. Peacemaker kills revenants, the bad guys, quote unquote, that Wyatt killed that keep coming back. That's the deal.
If it didn't glow, would you have been happier?
If she could shoot them, but then, yeah, but the point,
I guess you can't
but
tell.
The point
yeah,
is
yeah.
That the whole time any demon comes around, she's like, I'm going to use Peacemaker on those. Yeah,
basically just saying normal guns won't kill these demons, but Peacemaker will. It's a demon killing gun. They're just trying to say like Doc can't kill this demon.
Yeah.
But Wynonna can.
Okay.
I'm honestly, Wynonna is.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm not okay because I brought it up, but what I'm saying is they changed it. If you're telling me that it's changed, then whatever, I guess I'll accept that it's changed. But if we're going by season one, then it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been, I guess, kind of nice if when they go to Black Badge and sign like the Blood Pact that she had already killed that one demon, because then like they could have had a conversation about it there,
right?
Where she was like, well, like this thing only works against Revenant, so how do you want us to kill these demons?
That's it. I just want those little tiny yeah. throwaway yeah. dialogue lines yeah. that just clean things yeah. up.
That would
and
help.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
Well,
but
listen,
honestly, with the gun, I'm more concerned about when it turns blue. I want to know what that's about.
Yeah.
Right, but I
well,
want
to be a thing.
I do want to just yeah. say that no other ERP had let other demons into the triangle,
right, yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
know. Like, yeah. we learned that rule because that's the only rule that was set at the time.
Yeah,
there's
okay
no
that.
Other
yeah.
demons to be killed.
No, I'm fine
that's
with that.
That's fine,
too.
But why is there a curse? Like, what does the curse have to do with the demons outside the triangle compared to the revenants? I thought the curse has to do with who he killed based on...
Well, those revenants are, but there's also now demons because of the curse and because of...
But I'm saying
how
I thought Wyatt's gun is
open?
Wyatt's gun because of the curse.
Well, yeah, I just think it's more that the revenants were like, not a new class of demon, but like those revenants were created to become demons, but like there was already a huge pool of demons and monsters
yeah.
out there because
witches, because Clootie existed.
Yeah.
So then
well, Clootie made them.
Hypothetically, there should be yeah. something else that there could be something else that could kill demons. Why is it Wyatt's
yeah.
gun is what I'm asking. Like, could there be another gun that kills demons?
I'm sure there's other weapons.
Yeah, it gets way more into demons versus revenants. I will tell you that it gets like way more demon heavy than revenant,
which
heavy,
is
I'll
a very big surprise to me because I would have thought
it's cool.
I would have really thought that that
the
was
77
the
mattered.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's why like
they do.
Well, yeah, no, I know. I'm assuming
I was
they do, but I thought
saying,
that was going to be the driving force behind everything.
And one of my biggest worries for this was, you know, unfortunately, I obviously know that it ended. It could have went longer. So
it can still go longer.
It can still
go longer.
I'm going to
tell you
longer.
One thing. They wrapped it in a
yeah, but so what
bow.
I'm saying is if they didn't know, which I guess I don't really know the full answer to this, and you might, Kathleen, you probably do, but if they didn't know it was supposed to end kind of like The Magicians where it was open-ended, do they get all 77 in season 5?
I think you'll be happy.
Okay. And my last thing.
Luke is like in the middle of a conference at work. He's like, okay, I just took my
no. Because that to me right there is the answer I'm looking for with yeah. in regards to who gets rezzed. Because
yeah.
I'm just, yeah.
Why don't you waffle, bro?
I would. What does that mean?
Watch and find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch and find out.
I will. I
and
do
I'm
like.
Looking forward to it.
I do like the blue gun as well. Waverly using it was a cool moment, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, I think that. Look what we have for the blue, right? It killed Willa, who's not a revenant. It shot at Rosita, but Waverly was shooting it, who's not the heir and not even an ERP. What do you think?
Well, yeah,
those are the only times it turned blue, right? Maybe
yeah.
one other time.
It went blue at the sister.
Blue at Willa.
And then with Wave. I think that was the only time, right?
Yeah.
Only
and those are interesting circumstances, like you said, because Willa was a human.
Yeah.
Being, and the gun was. The gun was pointed by the air at a human.
Well,
who kind of was
well, no,
the air.
Because yeah, I was gonna say yeah, two
we
airs.
Didn't clear that one up.
And
but.
That was probably wasn't that around the time where it wasn't working for her, right? Because it was only working
yeah.
for Willa.
It was starting to.
It was
yeah.
starting to.
But and then the second
blanks.
Time was by, I mean, assuming not an ERP,
mm-hmm.
but against a revenant. It turned blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wynonna screaming at it, be like, fuck
yeah.
it work.
That. Well, maybe, yeah, that's like, it's like
yeah.
blue, it's upset. It's,
you're
like,
the best of us.
It's like reluctantly
so
shooting.
That's okay. I was just going to say, like, maybe it, this
like
would clean
ring.
Up a lot of my issues too, is if like the essence of Wyatt's soul is in it and it's more Ooh. Than just like a black and white, like rules. Oh my God, stop, dude.
Oh, you Why did you do that?
Give me anxiety.
We kept it off on purpose. Oh, so because it was loud.
I have never once done that.
Jimmy just looked at Luke's computer as if it wasn't recording and I was going to flip this pound table.
I would love to see that.
But what I'm saying is that what if
he looks again.
If Wyatt's like soul or essence is in the gun, then it makes it more realistic that it's not rules and like there's decisions to be made by the soul of Wyatt. Like, am I trusting, you know, that would be okay.
I fuck with that too, because I feel like Winona has like conversations with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be cool.
That would be really cool. That, like, if it had a personality a little
bit. And then we come, because like Doc does say that he went, well, Doc says he went to hell.
I hate that
for him. But he also said that when, because when they're about to shoot, I believe each other, when they do the split bullet to kill new Snow Queen Mercedes, doesn't he say like I talked to Wyatt or something like that?
Yeah,
and
he said
he's so
proud
of you.
Yeah, I think it's a lie.
So he doesn't he say that he made that up too? Or am I?
I don't think he says that, but he definitely made it up.
He made that up because
he went
later
to hell.
Yeah, we find out that he went to hell.
He's like, I saw Wyatt up there. And true, baby.
Yeah.
I want to say during that conversation, Winona and Doc have, when he's like, I'm the greatest gunslinger that ever lived. When I pull the trigger, things die.
Yeah, that was good.
Every time I've ever watched it, I say that in my head 1,000 times. I just think that's such a hot line.
That was good.
I actually liked more so, I think this season did a lot better showing his gunslinging and how much of he should be seen as like the fastest of all time and the quickest in any gunfight. He should be kicking your ass.
When he is smoking that cig and talking throughout the series, I'm like, this is so sexy. Like, it's unbelievably sexy.
Dude,
and that drawl.
His mustache is so big, so voluminous.
Yeah.
It is just unbelievable.
So I'm guessing that while he was, so the four whatever years while he was Doc, did he just keep it the whole time to keep it, make sure it was growing?
Yeah.
So he
When he was mud, he could grow it in, and then like, because he still has the stash, and then like, and then he could shave it, and then like,
I can't imagine that thing.
Yeah,
on
that
my
thing's got a tickle, and like,
he probably trims it up. There's no need to keep it that long, and then a couple months leading up, just grow it out.
There has to be like a panel.
Is there such thing
question
as mustache extensions that you could do?
I want you to look into it.
Do the opposite of what they did for Henry Cavill, and at it.
But is there, you think there's got to be like a panel question to Melanie that's like, what was it like kissing Doc's mustache?
No, everyone on the panels are gay. They don't care about that. They want Waverly and Nicole.
They're like,
kisses.
They're like, they're like, Melanie, what's it like kissing your sister in two straight seasons?
Yeah, right. Wait, when did they kiss in season one? They kissed twice.
Twice in season two, it is.
Yeah.
He kissed to move the demon over and then kissed to take
again.
It back. Yeah. Maybe it was my dreams the first season.
Speaking of back when they're possessed, that Lucado dolls fight scene was real. And I listened to a podcast, like, she trained for that and did no stunt people. Like, Lucado's actress did that. And she was like so proud of it. It was really cute because that was a good fight scene.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't the hand to hand better now?
Yeah.
Because I know that was episode one. The pilot's bad.
It was really only the pilot.
Yeah.
There's not really much anymore that like jumps out to me as an issue. I mean, it was a little bit more than the pilot, just like I brought up, Luke, the part where she's doing the jump spin back kick off the top of the car.
She doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking about just the fact that like it was obviously way too like fake and stuff. But
so Danny Kind, who plays Mercedes, when she was fighting Nicole and Nicole gets bit and like Waverly was in there with the hot like sticks.
Yeah.
Those finger things that the widow wears, which are super cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
Apparently they were just like the worst things of all time. Like, they were falling off. They were like so frustrating. I'm like, well, it's worth it for the shot because they're super cool,
especially when
they come out of the box in like the first season, or the first episode of the season. It's good stuff.
Well, props. Speaking of props with the widow, widow Mercedes, as she like is like decaying.
Decaying.
Gorgeous.
I was gonna say the white haired one
when
is gorgeous.
Her scalp's rotting. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was shocked by that. And they kept it. Felt like to me that like they kept slowly making it worse and worse and worse, which I thought was a nice little touch.
Yeah.
It just looks so moist.
First time I watched it, I was like, what is that? I like couldn't tell what they're going for, and then I eventually got it. Crazy.
And also with the box too, just to the last point on decaying Widow Mercedes. I liked her and Dolls, or her and Doc rather, in the box.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, and I will get out of it. She's like, he gets in her face and starts screaming because like her paralyzing shit doesn't work. Yeah. That was funny.
I feel like that was such a good weapon because it was so real, right? Like, who was their closest call with the poison? Was Haught, right? Yeah. In the, because Waverly saves the day but ruins the day by saving the day with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like the poison was such a good tactic because I don't know, it felt like it was more of a threat than Boba was the entire season one.
She should have just poisoned everybody. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Were definitely better villains.
Yeah, because I don't really love Bobo in season one as the villain. I like him so much more as such a integral part to Wyatt's backstory, and that's why when he gets all that fleshed out in season two and then he comes back and you're viewing him in a different light and he's a little bit of a grayer character rather than black, like, he's fucking dope. And I love his little, like, when he is alive in the flashback, he's all nerdy and like just looks so freaking different, man. I know I keep going back to that, but that's just, that episode did it for me so much.
So, question for you guys. They say, like, when you keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, every time it makes you more, your sanity disappears pretty much. Does he know at this point that he was who he was and like, loved Wyatt?
Yeah. I think he has to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, him and Doc have the conversation about the initial well thing before he dies.
He definitely remembers
with
it.
The thread.
So, like, but you still can't, like, convince him at this time.
No, he's sick of this shit. Are you kidding me? Like,
well, it's also, a big point of him having the memories from then is when he is actually dying in the church.
Right.
Wynonna's there.
Oh, yeah.
And says that my name's Waverly.
Oh,
and that, like, that memory is
the
what,
angel?
Like, that memory is kind of what fuels him throughout all of his trips.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
it's
so
like
that's what
some dark level.
So the point is, though, that, like, he does know it all happened. He's just crazy.
He's spiteful.
But also his thing isn't to kill the Earp heir. He wants to just leave.
So
that's why it worked out way better for him, for his agenda, once Willow showed back up, because it's like he doesn't have to really deal with Wynonna as much. So I think that's like his whole mindset was just get the fuck out.
He's just sick of it. Like, in when he comes back and in the beginning of 12, he says something to Waverly like, I've tried to be on the, I know what it's like to be on your side. I'm trying the other team. And then she's like, stand down, you shit strumpet. He's like, oh, new gay Waverly is super sass. Like, as soon as he comes back, the dialogue is hot.
He calls her gay Waverly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I like to think he's only been killed twice.
Yeah, because, like, he's not too crazy. I mean, he is.
And he definitely didn't get killed by what's Wynonna's direct dad's name?
Ward.
Ward. He wasn't killed by Ward, obviously, because he was one of the people
that
was alive.
Like,
there's definitely a chance where he was has only been killed a few times.
Yeah.
Did you like the ending for Juan Carlo? How do you feel about that?
I was surprised. I was surprised that they killed him.
Doug Peterson?
Yeah, my boy Dougie P.
Dougie P, man.
The Eagles fucking sacrificed him, and then the Widows fucking sacrificed him.
So my theory for him wasn't what it was. It came to be that he isn't any kind of, like, angel or god. He's just somebody who...
He was cursed in a different way, right?
Yeah, somebody who lived back then and was cursed in a different way to be, but he chose to be good with it. I just was thinking of it in a totally different light, and I also was not expecting him to die this soon. I thought he was supposed to be, the point of him was supposed to be just like, I'm always going to be here.
Mm-hmm. So he had one of the seals. He had immortality, just like Doc. He's basically Doc.
I was just always just like, okay, he's going to be like an angel or something. Like,
yeah. And the second seal was destroyed, meaning that whichever one he was, first or second, was destroyed. So then when Mercedes chomped him, or Beth chomped him, then he was actually dying of the poison. I actually forgot about that little bit where Dolls is like, you smell like amaretto. And he's like, that almond smell you're smelling? That's just poison. I forgot, because I was like, what's
gangrene or something?
Yeah, that's gangrene.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I forgot. I thought Doc saying that was just like a throwaway line, and then it came back. I was like, oh fuck.
I liked how he was involved in the flashback, though, or in the, like, the Vision Quest episode.
Yeah.
In that way.
JC.
He just, like, fucking rocks one of them in the face. Doesn't he just punches one of the Widows in the face?
Yeah, he does.
I was like, all right, JC.
And Wynonna literally does say it. She's like, damn, boy.
Yeah. But I also thought that I'm okay with it, only because I feel like the kind of, like, enigma-ish role that he played in, like, the larger plot kind of got passed on to the Order, the firefighters.
Sure.
Where it's like, now there's still this, like, third kind of player. I guess third. I kind of lost count of all the players.
Yeah,
I'm totally with you. Like, you like it as, like, a political piece.
Yeah. 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 He kind of that role kind of got passed on to the firefighters, who are obviously very involved in action.
Yeah.
Juan Carlos was kind of reserved to non-interference in a way.
Right.
So
but the firefighters aren't a thing anymore, right?
You saying that Dawes killed them?
Is that not what happened?
I thought it was like purposely.
It was left to not be known.
Well, I thought it's kind of just fire washes the screen. I don't remember there being like a secondary Dawes scene.
Lights them up, but I
wouldn't be shocked.
I took it like they just got lit up and they're dead.
See, because I wrote this thing a month ago, so I'm like trying to piece together what I was even getting at. I said, literally murdering all of the firemen because they wanted to raise the IRP air the right way seems incorrect as fuck. Is what I wrote. So like, I didn't like that.
Yeah. So,
but at the same time, like based on what Kathleen just saying right there, they're not dead. So, yeah.
But it's also like. Yeah. In my head,
that's how it should be. They need to be alive.
they're fucking firefighters.
Kyle holding the mic right now. You're doing it for me.
But they're fucking firefighters.
Oh, yeah, they kill their hose
with like, fire. Yeah. He fucking tries to kill them with fire. I wouldn't be shocked in any way that they have some type of like, at least the head guy has some type of magical resistance to fire.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about them though is like,
yeah,
are they any kind of inhuman? We don't know anything like that yet, right?
I mean, you see that fucking incline bench press?
Yeah, right. He could have been a little bit more if he was a little.
No, they could be anything.
Yeah, so like if they're human, yeah, they just got lit up, but they could be like Juan Carlo, or they could be
anyone trying to just take your fucking baby and be like, no, we're gonna do it right. Is like. Fuck you, dude. And I also just throw away line. That's a Winona line when she's like, you've made an enemy this Friday. And they're like, it's Tuesday. She's like, good to know. I've been meaning to post that since we were recording on a Tuesday. I wanted to post that.
It was like to me, I'll tell you right now that I would have never in my life guessed that there would be a pregnancy storyline in Winona or for Winona. Like literally never.
So that was my thing was another trope I hate, I guess, is when a big character like that, like Winona, gets pregnant and then the whole, you know, storyline of them being pregnant is usually fine. But as soon as they give birth, everything freaking changes. Yeah, like whether we're talking about How I Met Your Mother or even The Magicians, like that, if The Magicians got another season, like that was going to be Julia's thing forever. Yep. So that was my thing where I was like, if this goes that way and season 3 and 4, we have Winona like rolling his baby around.
It's like The Walking Dead too. If you remember.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. Anytime a baby comes into the play, it just just by essence of it being a baby it's a defenseless thing. Like that just controls so much of
the story,
the whole storyline. Yep. And the way that they got resolved this season worked for me in two ways. One is the implications of it, like it's not going to be a direct thing in the first beginning of season 3, and then two, just the idea that like fuck, I lost it, god damn it, I had a good second point too.
Well, I would just say
it's saving the next heir. I mean, is that
that's a good point too, but I don't even remember what I was going to say. Just basically the fact that it wasn't going to control the whole storyline with how like Winona was going to be. And it also set up all the insanely emotional, well-acted scenes at the end of this season too. Cause they were saying bye to the baby.
I was really anxious.
Yeah.
The entire time she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree where it was like, what is going to happen with this baby?
Yeah.
Because that was a shock. Because it's episode 6, I think, is with the time thing, and she's just so pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, it's only episode 6.
I like that little time jump. They had to do that because she was so pregnant. I like that they just explained it away with the baby wasn't supposed to grow, but it is. It's like you're stubborn defiant, like you. Stubborn like you, and so is your baby. Like I liked that. They literally had to make a demon like that because what else were they going to do? Like, unless they did a real time jump, like an actual time jump, which would be crazy. I liked the scenes where everyone's like, yo, belly, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, it made a ton of sense for the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I was just anxious.
So let me ask Luke and Kyle here. Did you guys have any doubt about Doc? Did you think there was going to be a situation where it could have been a revenant?
No.
That got her pregnant?
Not really.
Yeah, so you just assumed that was a storyline that would just get finished up and it would be Doc's.
Yes. Oh, no. I was that episode where you meet him, I thought he was the dad.
You thought that the Revenant was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I assumed the entire time we were going to find out it was Doc, but I did think it was a good storyline where that he was just putting her down for like not noticing he was a Revenant and stuff, and then she's kind of like fighting back about it. And I don't think I thought that it was going to be a storyline where the kid is half Revenant.
So you don't think that you were as stupid as I was?
Yes. No, no.
Right, bro, just leave me out here hanging.
Sorry, bro.
With the rest of us gullible fucks.
I was so sad the first time I watched that there was maybe a second baby daddy. I was like, poor Doc. And Waverly's the one that tells him thinking he already knew.
That was bad.
Oh, sad.
That was bad. That, yeah, that just whole... had, the whole thing is just... The romance in this season was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Because Rosita was like... kind of had a history with Doc, and then they kind of get together, but like Doc is obviously about to be the baby daddy, I guess, not obviously to me, but and then Dolls and Winona are like, you know, Dolls is obviously like fighting really hard kind of to like be with her, but he's Dolls, so it's not like he's like overly emotional about it, and she can't choose between either of them because she doesn't fucking know.
I remember Luke being a little bummed about Rosita's turn at the end, which I will, spoiler alert, you do get more about her. So I it's like you get a little back. You do get more Rosita.
I said dislike the Rosita turn a lot.
See, I think it was good.
You know what that note
meaning,
means?
Okay. I know the turn meaning finding out she's a Revenant, or the turn where she's like.
No, turning it that she was trying to take the baby.
Yeah.
And it's honestly. On the 80th watch today, because I just finished 12 today, I like it. I think that Rosita was nothing but helpful the whole season, and she is a Revenant. I thought Waverly just outing her was so fucked up. She was upset about Nicole, of course, but I was like, you just, like, she saved your life from Tucker. You promised that you weren't going to say anything,
you
really, and then you say it. Yes. So weird. But anyway, girls making out, so weird.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding.
Ew!
So
her promise, Winona's promise to Rosita was good, I think, at least.
I'll kill you
like,
last.
I'll kill you last.
Yeah, but she literally is like, puts the gun on the table and is like, go get tortured. And Rosita's like, I would have done that if you just asked me.
I actually was fine with Rosita doing what she did, just because I think the Kathleen's right. I think it's Winona's fault that she acted that
totally,
way.
Yeah. Totally. Winona was being like a jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess Rosita's also
hot.
Rosita is like a Revenant. Like, why would she want to? Like, she's gonna like her whole when like we're saying, I guess, when it was being a dick. Like, Rosita's end game, if she's on their team, is always gonna be dying anyway. So why would she ever try to go along with that?
True, but also besides Robert, who was shot by Wyatt on accident, really, Rosita was also an accident. Mm-hmm. Wrong place, wrong time. And I like that. I like that. There's people that Wyatt killed that aren't bad. They're not all bad. Yeah. That sucks. And also, why it's a dick. Don't you think?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, nothing suggests that yet, really, besides the fact
that...
Well, it definitely seems more
am I
like,
biased?
Like that.
You might be a little
like,
biased.
Like him and Doc had like a good cop, bad cop.
Because
and
honestly,
Doc was
think they kissed?
So far, maybe. For all we know, like Wyatt's supposed to be like the pure one, and Doc was supposed to be the one that wasn't. So like, everyone's makes Doc feel bad for kind of like Sandbag and Wyatt. So that's all we know so far, Kathleen.
Yeah, more.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
I look forward to it.
I look forward to it.
I really do.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that I was fine thinking like Doc is just the one that's more willing to step across the line to get shit done.
Oh, yeah.
And then Wyatt was pure, but I guess.
Yeah, Wyatt's the good guy and Doc's the gunslinger. He's kind of like the gray. Like, I mean,
he's
he gets shit done. Yeah,
he's like Batman.
Say it again, dude.
just like need a little,
say it again, dude. I'm looking forward to hearing you say it one more time.
So, like, Winona and Nicole's friendship this season, it's growing a little bit. I feel like Winona was being mean to her a lot and not really caring.
It was
about
rough
her.
When Winona was the was.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's cringy.
When she
and,
was mean to her, that was rough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I like that they kind of entrusted each other with the hard jobs at the end.
Yeah,
you know,
that was good.
Getting the baby and Nicole's DNR.
Yeah.
You know, like she's like, I don't want to be a burden. Just I like that. That grows more. They become besties. It's good. It's fun.
Nice.
Winona and Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
What is the last thing that we see with Dolls for this season?
Besides him me mugging Nicole in the car.
Yeah, him lighting up the firefighters.
That's the last scene of the season with Fran.
Yeah, well, he's going to get the doctor, who then find out that the order killed her.
Okay.
So then he drives to Shorty's when everything's kind of over.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't play a gigantic part in this end of the season.
Well, you, okay.
How
so you
far did I get into season three?
Because
I feel
you
like
got
I have
three
so
episodes
much,
in.
I feel like I have so much knowledge.
Dude, you know more.
Don't say
about
anything.
It,
Luke.
And we're talking about it. Dude, Dallas is kind of like a cuck.
Like an, yeah, like an actual, or you're just using that as an insult.
I just feel like he
Wait,
gets
what's
like
a cuck mean?
It's
you,
it cuck
watch
is like you
like your wife get plowed by
like,
other people.
Like
yeah.
Doc is like banging Winona, like impregnates her. Dallas gets like a cuddle in bed.
Yeah,
like,
he kisses
so
her.
You do mean a literal
yeah,
cuck.
Yeah, like yeah, Doc yeah. and Dallas, like when they're going, like Doc goes to Winona when she's in the baby, and Dallas is like, I'll get the doctor. Like he's
yeah, he's the simp. Like,
yeah, it's
you know?
Just kind of like I kind of feel bad for him. I wish honestly. Because I'm like a little bit stressed about the like resolution of the love triangle, I wish it was just cut and like Dolls. Like I wish Winona and Dolls could just be friends.
All right, right here, platonic. Kyle. Right now, based on what we know, if you had an end game, what would it be? Winona and Dolls or Winona?
What
and
does he
Doc?
Think it's going to be,
no,
or
no,
what
no.
does
what
he
do you
want?
Want? What do you want?
I want Winona and Doc. Doc is now newly mortal.
Okay, so then
Rosita is irrelevant now. Rosita
is irrelevant.
Luke? I mean, I have,
you know,
I've, there's, yeah.
Okay.
Nicole and Waverly. That's my.
I will say though, no. I was texting right. Kathleen though, while this was going on. And I said, I was commenting on the love triangle. I forget what I was saying. Like I didn't like have a strong opinion about like not liking it or not, but I knew I was team Doc.
Yeah. But see, I feel like honestly at this point with what we know and you saying what you say that. Endgame to me would be her and Dolls just because I feel like Doc would be fine. Like he's
it makes more sense.
Like
yeah.
Dolls seems like he needs Winona more than Doc does. Except but we did see a lot of vulnerability at the end of season two where he yeah. where he's finding out he's the dad and then he's
he
not
is perfection.
Yeah, and then
he
he's
read
thinking
the
he's not the dad. Yeah,
read
he
read the Wikipedia.
The books, like, but I so maybe I'm contradicting myself a little bit here, but I do think that I would actually be more okay with Dolls. Or with Doc and Winona being friends and Dolls and her being together.
I don't know.
Right now.
I just like
Kathleen,
don't,
what happens?
I feel like, although I said in the season one recap episode that Dolls and Winona do have a little bit of chemistry. You
yeah.
can kind of feel the tension at the end of season one. But I feel like throughout this season, it feels more forced than it did. Obviously, it's a little awkward because Winona is currently pregnant with another man's child.
Still kisses her, dude.
But, yeah, it just like doesn't feel really the same.
Yeah, I mean this season showed how she reacts when he's gone. And is it really like, I mean, you're supposed to think that she cares about him, obviously, but is it more like you're such a, like I care
it
about you so much as a friend?
It
or
felt
is
to
it,
me like she was like missing a lover.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's
I would
what
agree
I'm saying.
When she
yeah.
was missing who?
Dolls.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it did feel that
but
way.
When they reunite,
which was surprising.
Yeah.
Me,
yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
feel like, as much that way.
I would have thought if you had to make me guess going from season one that it was almost never going to get anything less than platonic with Dolls yeah. and Winona. Like Winona would mostly just be Winona doing her thing and Dolls would just be simping the whole time. But the fact that they're
why
showing her see? Missing him, what?
Why can't he just be comfortable in his own skin that he has a woman best friend? Why has he got a simp?
Because
no, because he wants her like
oh,
the whole time.
Okay.
I'm saying not
okay.
like they're just friends and that's it. No, I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah,
like
yeah.
he wants her, but she's just like living her life
okay.
and she doesn't really care about it. And it's just kind of like how we see in the beginning of season two and most of season two, Doc's kind of just like, hey, no one ties me down, even though it is a play, but no one ties me down. He's with Rosita. He's with Winona. Mm-hmm. He's doing his thing. He's drinking some whiskey, smoking some cigs.
Winona's got commitment issues too.
Yeah, exactly. Like
if you cut out the bed scene. With Dolls and Winona and then rewrote like one or two other scenes, like you could tell me
you
that it wasn't
it was.
That
yes.
it wasn't relationship at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It kind of had it to be super explicitly shown with them in bed for me to be like, oh, I guess this is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in bed. Like, it's not like they did anything, but they're kind of just like,
yeah,
I guess I'd love her snug.
They do kind of have like the like Dolls or Doc's kind of like the bad boy. And, you know, she's kind of chasing him a little bit. Because you can't tie him down.
Yeah.
And then Dolls is kind of like the nice guy who, like, you know, has
Breeze
been
fire.
With her for a little bit. Yeah, melts people's faces.
Kills fire.
So they have like that kind of, they fit into those like roles a little bit.
Kathleen's so frustrated right now.
I know.
I just really wish that Dolls and Winona, because it was fun. It was nice seeing her like put the little chinks in his armor throughout season one. And I wish now, looking back, it just ended in them just being friends.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're stressed.
I know.
I'll ask the question. So I care about them. Having a baby and having to give it away is traumatic. Winona says at the end, like, this is like the hardest. You're the coolest thing I've ever done. I didn't think this was going to be this hard. She's talking about the fingernails. So cute. Such a good scene. She's then having that emotional moment with Doc when Doc's like, did you name our child? And then she says, I guess it. The first time I was like, it's got to be Alice. Because you have that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the because they had that conversation about when he went under the floorboards and listened to her cry, devastating. That's an awesome emotional scene. And then they kiss there. It's great. But here's the thing. It's a very traumatic event. So do you think that's going to bring them closer next season? Or do you think it's going to keep them apart? Luke, you can't answer because you've seen a few episodes. Do you think it's going to be turmoil for them? Or do you think that's going to bring them closer?
I could answer this question with my head. But I'm gonna go ahead and answer it with my heart, and I'm gonna say that it brings them closer.
Okay,
the head and the heart, man. I'll be the head.
Yeah, Bellamy and yeah. Clark.
Actually, I don't. Jimmy's a
lover. Come on, Jimmy.
I need to feel the love, man.
Let's
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
I'd like to hope that it brings them together, but as far as we know, if I'm remembering correctly, he didn't really know the plan, right? And they tell him, and then he gets a chance to see.
Yeah, because she's like, would you have done anything different? He said, I would have done everything different.
Yeah, so I think I'll go with the head here. And I'll say that in the beginning, it's going to be more like maybe a little bit of a disagreement. Like, he'll probably be like the macho, like, I could have took care of the baby. Like, I could have protected it. You know, you could have told me first. And I think it'll be fixed pretty quickly. So yeah. I'm not worrying about it.
This is a very small tangent that has to do with it. Dolls, or Doc, rather. Jesus. Getting to see baby Alice.
Yeah.
There's so many times I feel like where Doc just like doesn't have his car and just gets places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's always running like a goofball too in those big coats.
He's at the mines and then he's now just in the straw field. That's the rendezvous point. Like,
Dolls
and then,
has Charlene. Yeah.
And then Winona's there and they're in these like kind of like rock outcropping and they have a little talk and kiss.
Yeah.
He's just like places. It doesn't make me upset or mad. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
How about the little dainty and delicate blue line from earlier in the season?
That was a good callback. Yeah. That was a very good callback.
Great, 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 great.
I love that we now get a save point, basically, right? Because the kid's safe outside. So if Winona dies, we got another ERP.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
that's sick.
For season 12.
I was going to say, that's if Winona doesn't kill all the revenants by the end of season 4, that's a great spinoff opportunity right there. Cut this, you know, skip 20 years in the future.
Well, that's kind of the thing, right? When Winona gets pregnant and she's crying and they have that scene where she's like, I didn't get to choose to be the heir. I didn't get to choose. I've been on two forms of birth control. Like, the curse is basically forcing a new heir, right? Because she shouldn't be pregnant, but she is. Like, she's basically telling you, like, there's no way I should get pregnant. I don't get pregnant. I'm careful in this one thing. I'm a fuck up.
Yeah.
But I'm careful in this one thing. Like, these things are being, like, chosen for her. And that's the upsetting part, because the next way to end the curse is to just not have an heir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if it ends with Winona, it's beat. Like, that's a huge plot hole, kind of. So they, like, force it that way, which is cool.
That's very Wheel of Time.
Yeah, no banging.
The wheels was Wheels Wheels.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got three other big topics I think we just need to cover, and that's pretty much all the stuff I had written down.
Sure.
But just while we're talking about like the air and stuff, let's go back a little bit deeper into Waverly's genetics and what we kind of understood from that, because it was purposefully, tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm just like misinterpreted this wrong, you saw it a different way. It was purposely set up for you to think that she was Bobo's daughter for ever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
I didn't think that. Dude.
They're just kidding.
You didn't think that at all?
Jimmy's so smart.
No. I'm just kidding. Like, obviously, like when I said in season one that I thought she was going to be half something not human. So, yeah, I was thinking Bobo or something. But
I loved the idea of her being Bobo's kid.
Yeah, right? Sick.
But then, is it after the whole Bolshar waking up and stuff, like, isn't it one of the last scenes of the entire season where he confirms that he never said that
she's kin, but she's not mine.
She says, I never said she was my daughter or my daughter. Yeah. I said she
and
was
And she
kin.
Obviously walks past the point.
Yeah.
Right. Which is confusing, because how did the gun burn her hand at the one point? Like, what the fuck is going on?
That was so cute. Make up your mind.
Yeah. I don't get that at all. But
maybe she, well, if she's half something, demon, half something inhuman.
She's allowed to touch it sometimes.
That's the beauty of Waverly.
All right, I have a theory if you want to do it now.
I think we're here.
At this point, we need some music for Jimmy theories.
Yeah.
I feel like every episode he's like, all right,
I told
you. Can I say it now?
This is going to be against Kathleen's liking because she doesn't like any religious shit. But
sibling
if
rivalry.
I'm remembering correctly, okay, so Bobo says that she's kin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, Bobo is, when he says she's kin, is he saying kin as me when I was a human or kin as me as
demon.
A demon?
Yeah.
And I am going under the fact that she's half inhuman. Something is,
sure.
not, you know, I was totally wrong when I said, you know, is the goo opening that up or something? That was like my season one prediction. So, you know, play the music. I suck, you know, but, okay. So we know, okay. So Bobo says she's kin. And if you go through the season, how many times do they call her Angel? So my guess would be that her dad was Juan Carlo because I thought he was like God, right?
Oh,
so that was my guess. Because so I'm going with the fact that if I'm remembering correctly with religion, the devil is technically like he wasn't a saint.
He was an angel.
Like he was an angel. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go with the fact that saint, angel, saint, God, whatever, that could be kin. And I don't know how it would like I'm going with the fact that like angel God, she's like too pure. She's like the higher power. But I don't know like how it happened because my guess was Juan Carlos. So now I don't really have
something like that to open up.
I don't have like the dad on my side anymore. But
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is just that. And this could be something that I'm looking for, like details, and the show's just like not getting it to that level, which is perfectly fine. But like, what the hell does the DNA test say?
That she's not an herb. So they only say you're not related to Winona.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
I just need that confirmed.
Kind of like when they did Willa, it was like 97%. Like she reads the kind of lines. It's like 97 markers say that you are an herb. You know, it's like it basically didn't say that for Waverly.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if it's like, you know, where it tells me that I'm like 43% Irish, like shit like that. And it's like, if she's getting like 50% of your DNA is like non-identifiable.
Sure.
If we'll get that reveal later, which would confirm what Jimmy, but they feel like she would have a different reaction to it.
Yeah. It was just markers based on like Winona.
Okay. Yeah. That's why she just wasn't sure. Like, am I half Revenant? Am I half, you know, am I going to be able to cross the border? Like she thought she was Bobo's daughter too for a while. Yeah.
My only hope at least is if she does turn out to be half non-human, which is fine. I'm all in for that. Is that she doesn't get a random ass power up in season, because we're halfway through now.
Like if she,
in season
if she
three,
power,
oh,
she
I'm
is
half,
she is,
I'm half angel. I can fucking revive people who are about to die. Like I don't want that. I hope it's just more like the Revenants, where they just are an entity that doesn't. There's nothing really special about the Revenants besides the whole afterlife thing.
Yeah, like I'm not throwing everything in the angel thing.
That's true. Bobo does have powers.
Maybe she has. Powers.
I mean,
they each have a special.
But
power.
Like I'm saying, like what would have triggered her to have, how old is Waverly supposed to be?
She's not 27 because they said you're not old enough to be the heir.
I think she
must be 25.
Like okay, so say she's 25. What? She's going to go 25 years without ever showing this power and then two seasons of powers mattering and then she just pops up with the power? That's the thing that I just don't
want
to
happen.
It would depend,
like, is like her dad going to like unlock it or something?
Yeah,
like,
it would have to be. Yeah. That's the only way they can do it.
Also, I mean, a little bit towards Jimmy's point, they do drop, I guess, I'm just thinking like breadcrumbs that they've dropped, which could pay off. Like, Waverly's won like awards in Purgatory for being like the nicest person. Yeah. She's unnaturally kind.
I mean, they
kind.
Say angel 5,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
she is
really
unnaturally
do.
Kind.
And why did
town.
Winona say, I forget why the context of why she says angel in the flashback.
Dolls is like, no nicknames or no names. And she's like, all right, angel pants. And then Waverly goes, back at you, bacon donut or something stupid. But they do say it again, like it's like over.
I mean,
and over
I don't know. I'm not saying it has to be the angel thing, but I can't really imagine at this point it's not some kind of inhuman.
The
body.
Flashback is just Bobo being or Robert being like, you're my angel, you're my angel, you're my angel.
And then he keeps
saying she says Waverly
back.
To protect Waverly, obviously knowing. But he's saying angel, not.
Right,
not,
okay.
And he's the one who knows who her dad is. So, I mean, again, I'm not saying it has to be an angel, but I don't see, like you were saying in season one, like you would actually be okay if it's a human, but like if she's just normal and her dad's just not an Earth. But at this point, with him saying kin, Like, what,
yeah, that's a game changer.
Yeah, it's a game changer because what are you going to say? Like, it's like, yeah, my great uncle or whatever is your dad. Like, yeah, that would have been dumb. I don't care, you know?
So you're saying that she's not a Svein?
Yeah, she's not a Svein. She's a, okay. She's a,
Waverly Svein.
She's an angel.
Season three has such good episodes. I feel like you guys are just going to be like, yeah.
How many is it?
12.
12, okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dive into three, and then four is just going to rock your fucking world.
Okay, describe season three in three words.
Waverly.
Waverly.
Shit. Bullshar.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. That's the last thing we really need to talk about.
Bullshar.
We haven't talked about the seals and Bullshar and what the implications of that are for the rest of the season.
Bullshar. And then a phrase for one of them could be other type of demon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the third can be sad.
She's using three. You said three words.
Yeah.
And she's doing three phrases.
Yeah, she took it on her own.
I took some liberties. Okay.
Right. So whatever Waverly is half of whatever that is.
Yeah.
That she just mentioned is the new guest.
What was the phrase again? I apologize.
Other demons.
Other demons.
She's half other demon.
I'm saying like season three involves a lot of other demons aren't revenants.
I thought you were trying to say like a class.
No.
Okay, if I'm going to be honest with you, I could have given that answer.
Did you read the trade paperback? Did you read the comics?
Not all of them,
the
but
novels.
Yeah, it's too much.
Okay. Oh, there is a lot. Like
there's a lot. There's a bunch of.
Is it done? Yeah.
No.
It didn't even end yet.
No. Oh, also. Good. Bo Smith writes him. He was the guy in the store before Doc goes in with the painting to get the painting of the whatever.
That's
he's like the libations or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, your son since he had libations. You're not going to a weird antique store just to get a glass
whiskey,
of whiskey. You own a bar, dude. Yeah. Go to the bar. But yeah, so he's in there, which is cool.
He's
like his little cameo. It was his Stan Lee moment. What'd you say?
He's not the dead guy. He's the one talking.
He's not talking. He's in the store.
Oh, he's not the guy behind the counter.
He doesn't say a single word. He's like shopping around. And then
as
Doc comes in, they like pass each other. And those two are like tight because Doc's a big like, or Tim Rozon's a big like comic book guy. And they're like friends. So it's cool.
So let me ask you, as far as you know, since you didn't read all of it, do they stick to this material or are they kind of just doing their own thing?
Interesting because the ones I read are, you know how when a show exists and then they start making the graphic novels look like the show and go with the show. Those are the ones I read. So I don't even want to speak to the beginning ones. I just have a few of the later ones. So it is what it is, but
back to Bullshar.
Yeah. Bullshar. I'm glad they Demon Clutie. I was like, when can I start calling him Bullshar? I'm glad they mention it in two. So I can call him that in the entire season.
What
two.
Are they, that's his Hellfire name.
Yeah.
And that's what they say is Hellfire name.
Bullshar is the big bad for season three, baby.
I would assume that means, I mean, maybe it's wrong to assume this, but I would hope it's season three and four. If they didn't know they were going to end the series, maybe not, but he seems like the Voldemort type where we're geared up. Everything was set in motion by Bullshar.
Yep.
Cursing the original Earp. And like all this, you know, Clutie was just a spinoff of him to set him up with the three, with all the seals. So like, I'm expecting so much. Like he better destroy it because like that's what the final villain of shows usually is a sticking point when you're looking back and telling people. So like I'm really hoping that he crushes it.
Well, it's gonna be interesting to see how he kind of gets going, because last we left him he's just kind of covered in rocks. The widows are both dead. He needs nourishment. Bobo's stuck on the spikes, so I'm curious how he gets that nourishment, because he's kind of just like a shriveled up.
Yeah, he was supposed to eat the baby herb.
Yeah, I honestly was like, when they put that option forth, I would have been okay with that happening.
What? Baby?
At that point, I was slightly anxious about how the pregnancy was going to work. I really thought that would have been a good plot line.
No.
I swear to God,
take it back.
No, I won't. Because
he's
I
looking forward
it.
To it, dude. There's still a chance. He can still eat the baby.
It.
Like the baby's still alive.
I'm okay with like the baby getting kind of, I was going to use the term transferred away, but I guess adopted by Gus.
Yeah, Gus. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Did we know? Did
still
we
have
ever
that,
hear
like,
why? Like,
she just got out of Dodge.
Yeah, she's left.
She's like, fuck this.
Yeah. Okay. It's cool that it's still like, this is sound fucked up, but it's cool that it's still like that emotional scar a little bit where like it's going to have the impact.
Yeah.
But the baby itself needing nourishment and care won't hold Winona back.
Yes. Because that's the part that bothers me about the baby storylines in general. So that's gone. And we're good.
Yeah. Kathleen, and it's not Kathleen's that we hate babies.
Traveling
podcaster. I'm over here now.
It's just that the baby would have thrown a wrench into the goofy fun we can have.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But I just, because I guess I hadn't thought about they could just pass off the baby to someone else.
Yeah.
Like some deadbeat.
You're like, let's just eat it instead.
I thought no, like Bolshar using it as nourishment to come back.
He would have been the major big bad if he eats the baby.
Would have been an insane ending to season two. Like, I probably would have, like, clicked at season three, episode one before we
podcast.
And just
betrayed us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was the ending of season two.
That's a betrayal, dude.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think that sets us up for, like, Winona's new need to end the curse, right? Now she has a new lease on this curse to be like, fuck this. Like, we have to end this curse for Alice. There's no leaving it be. So I think that's a perfect lead into season three. I mean, she's got a whole new...
That's a really good point. Yeah. I actually agree with that.
Show us and that trailer.
Hold on. One last thing is the Winona's mom's appearance at the very end.
Mama Earp. Did you guys think that at all?
She,
because I remember being...
Banging,
no, I don't
dude.
Think
who
we brought... We didn't bring up her mom, really. Did we?
No, when
we
talked season really.
We were just like, she banged a demon at the gate.
Yeah, she went to the gate and banged a demon.
we definitely talked
some
shit.
I'm not wrong, dude. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
She could have went to the gate and banged a demon.
She banged someone. Waverly's here. Who she banged?
Juan Carlo.
Carlo.
Doug Peterson.
He's a man of God.
He is a man of God. That's close enough.
He also hit a woman, so.
Yeah, he did,
true.
Man.
Fuck
Wait,
the,
really?
Fuck the demons.
Yeah, he punched
demon.
A widow. Yeah. She was a witch.
Also, so. Young Clootie
I
was.
I guess that's like totally like what they would do in the Bible. Just like beat the shit out of demons. If you. Were,
I
like,
literally yeah. thought you were. I thought Doug Peterson punched a woman.
No,
that's why I was so confused.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
Young Stone Witch was hot and fun and cool.
Yes.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, love her. Okay,
Hottest chick in the show.
Okay,
I forgot to mention that. Yes,
she's the hottest chick.
Because Rosita was fighting for it.
Yeah,
until they introduced young Constance Clootie.
Yeah,
and I was like, who's this?
They just couldn't get the first actor,
probably. Because she didn't. She must have like just like gotten a little older and then stayed old.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
you
and
just
probably
like, the real life actress.
And-
in the universe, that hot Constance Clootie grew up to be our season one.
Yeah,
Constance Clootie. But I always am like, if these people are immortal, why do they age at all? When do they stop aging? Yeah.
Do we not care about talking about their? I guess we kind of jump.
Wait, are we already done after the trailer for season three?
No, we're doing theories at the end of
okay.
Because
okay.
So this time I'm gonna put the I'm gonna test putting the mic up against the speaker so you guys can talk over the trailer. You know what I mean? Because
so
last time
reaction.
Your reactions were very funny, but I had to cut them all because it was like, ooh, wait, yeah, like it was very
you
funny.
Can, well, you can actually take the audio from the trailer and put it on
and lay it.
The,
okay, yeah. But I'm. Okay, so
wait,
next sounds you hear will be the season three trailer.
Can we restart that really quickly? I'm just curious. Do you want us to just do like oohs and ahs?
No,
that's okay.
Actual react.
But then,
like, whatever
what if
your
we actually
are?
React and audio doesn't work?
Then she'll just cut it.
I think
then what if we mention things that we mentioned during the cuttable audio?
I think just play it and we'll talk about it after.
Okay. I think we're just trying it. And then season three recap, we're going to get it right. Mm-hmm. All right. The next thing you hear will be in the season.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, my God.
I was like, what?
We recording.
He is handsome.
The Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh, that mustache, dude.
Yeah.
Couple good mustaches.
I fear this is about to get weird.
The hell?
Is that a potato?
Well, she just shot the gun without it turning red. She's got bangs now.
Yeah.
Mm. She's drinking again.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Oh my God, so
who's that here? Some new characters to look forward to here.
Oh.
Wow. But still the same crew, baby.
Yeah, look at that squad.
Where's Bolshar? There you go. That has to be him.
Okay.
That had a little Man in Black vibes to him.
Yeah, he was shown twice in that trailer.
Oh, my
God.
God.
British Waverly.
I love them.
Okay. I hope that did. That was good audio. Yes. Winona has bangs.
No, no. Wave does. Or do they both?
Winona has bangs.
It's Wave.
Waverly definitely has bangs.
Half of that I saw already through three episodes.
So. Right. They always do the beginning.
Yeah, I did
of
know
the...
a couple of them.
I thought that it looks really good.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like he's the looking shots forward to it.
And like the, I don't know any of these fucking words, but I have a podcast about TV, but cinematography is a word people use, I think. Like definitely. The coloring, the lighting, I thought it looked good. It was my like initial
looked like it was more
it.
Budget.
Gets better and better every season.
Threw me off of that. I mean, I agree that kiss was whack. Who the fuck
was
that? Who is
that? Who is she kissing?
Winona kissing or Doc kissing? Because Doc is kissing that girl too.
They got pushed apart, didn't
Winona
they?
Looks like she was...
I was right. The head was right, dude.
Winona looks like she was kissing Seb from The Magicians from behind.
Yeah, right?
He's got
that
shorter,
nice
like,
hair,
peppery.
Yeah, yeah. You know I would have been yapping about that on The Magicians.
Look at Jimmy already victory lapping because he saw the trailer.
The head's right, dude.
you are better than that,
correct.
James.
I saw a few angels in there that the mom was banging, so we're good.
Couple of angels.
You know nothing.
Who was getting tortured? I couldn't tell. Who was sitting in the chair that like they were getting tortured? Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
I didn't notice.
I thought season two's trailer had more for us to talk about, to be honest. It's just a lot of stuff. Like, we don't know a lot of the new characters that are coming in.
This whole first, like, 30 seconds was no words. It was just like,
a lot of action. Yeah. In season one to season two, we had the whole thing we were talking about. Is Waverly going to be possessed and all that stuff? And we're seeing that kind of stuff so we could talk about it. But for this, it's just a lot of action, a lot of fighting, and new characters that we don't even know yet. So
I would say that a character that gets introduced in the first... Is the first episode the vampire thing?
You just spoiled that.
Well, I said it like 100 times already.
It's a vampire episode.
Is that?
It's so good. That's what I meant by other demons, by the way. Really, that's what I was getting.
Oh,
at.
Really? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because vampires become a thing.
In that episode, it looks like someone gets introduced. That's going to be that I didn't notice in like her scenes in the first three episodes. So it looks like a couple of characters you guys are going to meet in the first episode are going to be the ones that we see for the whole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just looking at the episode list. The names don't really give anything away, but
they're
I'm
all song names, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to episode 6 and episode 12.
6 is a Christmas episode. Well, I made Jimmy,
yeah.
Remember I say,
Last
what's
year.
6 called?
If we make it through December.
Yeah, that's a Christmas
I'm just
episode.
Looking at the director-writer combo and Paolo Barsman. And
he's incredible.
Is Emily Andras.
The creator. Yeah.
Feel like because they both did the finale of 2 and episode 8 of
the
2
flashback, yeah.
So it seems like those two
and Leandris, head writer creator,
got it going on.
Paolo Barsman is the man.
Yeah, I mean they do the premiere. It's called the premiere, right? The first episode of a season.
pilot.
No,
well, pilot's for the series.
Oh, well, for this, yeah.
Always
season, do, yeah.
3 premiere.
It just like didn't sound right coming off my tongue, but okay.
You got a TV podcast, Kyle.
Yeah, I guess I should start learning these things.
Did we see Winona's mom's face at the end of...
No.
No.
We didn't. We
don't
just heard her rolling up and you just see the back of her head.
Yes.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, I like her little draw in the narrative and over that song at the end of it, too. It's good.
If I'm honest, though, in my gut, it felt very... Not retcon, but like shoehorned in.
What?
Like her mom.
The mom
was like, I know what I need to do. And she just like hops on the hog and goes and finds her mom in the woods. And it was like,
Am I missing something? Like, I always just thought the mom just, like, was gone and they didn't even know where the hell she was.
I think it's shoehorned as well, but I like it. So,
yeah.
Season 3. You can kind
I'm
of tell
to see
in
where
three,
it goes.
You're
but,
looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But it just did seem like...
Yeah.
Like, I like the...
I'm going to get
like,
you a shirt that says that.
I like the image of her, like, riding off on the hog. Like, all this shit happened to her. She needs to get away. Find herself. The mom thing felt too...
It definitely discuss it. So...
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. I cannot wait for you guys. Get on it, because the first few episodes are really fucking good.
Luke, are they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I can't say much about it, but...
Every time I watch season 3...
Luke's like trying hard not to say anything.
I almost spoiled something like 5 times throughout this, because I didn't realize how much I've learned from season 3 already. But
Every time I watch season 3, episode 1, there's a line I Instagram story every single time. It's literally ridiculous.
Who
but
says
I'll say,
it?
Can Winona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the thing that they come back to that you told me about like four in the season?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, look at this little inside shit.
Yeah, you guys like think you're awesome, huh? Yeah.
Jimmy, I'll text you on the side, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to text you.
I'll text you on the side, Jim.
Yeah.
You know what's really embarrassing of me? I didn't understand. Well, not that I didn't understand, but I didn't catch. I think I was at work when you texted it. But when you said, does Dothraki, whatever, I didn't realize that was a Wynonna quote.
Jeremy's
I thought you were
line.
Genuinely asking that. Because that's classic Kyle to ask a Game of Thrones theory question in there.
You know? Do you think I wouldn't know the answer to that question? I'm a little insulted.
It's like, can Dothraki outride Westerosi Knight at any day of the week?
Or something like that.
Jeremy's so good.
Yeah.
We good?
I think we good.
I don't have any more theories. Anybody's top characters
change
at all?
That's what I was going to say. Mine stays, actually. No one beats out Doc and 4 for me yet. Or Dolls and 4, I mean.
I think Wynonna drops to 3.
Oh, and Waverly jumps to 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I said the same thing. Because I was trying, when we did it last season, I was trying to do it with the mindset of like forgetting season 2.
So, Kathleen, in season 2, you haven't seen enough of Hot to make her number 4 yet?
I'm so biased.
I know, I'm just
that
asking.
I don't
want to
move
her
because, no, I still don't think they give her enough. I think she's great in the season, but I think she's still supporting. I don't even think she's main yet.
Bobo is,
she gets into the.
I was just thinking that Bobo might be 4 over Dolls.
Yeah, I agree.
He's definitely over Dolls for me. And
so you're going to go. Doc.
My question was Wynonna or Bobo? Just because I love fucking Bobo, but probably still Wynonna.
So you're saying you would go Doc.
It's crazy.
Dolls, Doc, Waverly.
Yeah, Doc, Waverly, Wynonna, Bobo.
Wynonna's our
Dolls,
girl. Come on.
Dolls. Fell for me. Like I was like,
yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of the lizard thing, like or whatever dragon thing, whatever the fuck.
They
I
had mean, to give him that to make it more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, also it's nice to have someone superhuman in your group to fight these demons.
We got
that
fucking
aren't.
Waverly, don't we?
We didn't bring up Black Badge at all.
Yeah,
we talked about the girl,
but we didn't talk about the Lugato. Fact that we find out that they're not actually a government agency and they just disappeared. We didn't talk about that at all.
No. I think that them saying it was never a government agency is them making it disappear. Like, I think that it was a government agency, but they're you know what I mean? Them being like, it was never a government agency is like one of those things where I'm like, don't ask. We're like, ask what?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
But I liked Lucado's head exploding. That was kind of lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all I had to
I'm
say.
I'm gonna say I said Waverly was my number 1 in season 1. I'm not gonna change that for now.
Yeah.
Doc 2, Wynonna 3.
Do it.
Bobo 4.
I agree with that, except Wynonna's my number 1 always throughout all the
seasons. It's tough because Doc probably could be, it's like 1A and 1B for me. I mean,
sure.
Bobo better be a big season 3 player because I know that's the perfect opportunity for like a CW kind of type show to just axe him and be like, all right, well, he's not the main man.
Well, it's funny because if we don't find out. Because
he wasn't
out
in that trailer, right?
No, I don't think so.
He wasn't. No, he was. He was at the bottom of the well.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. Go ahead.
What if he got a haircut and he's making out Wynonna, dude?
You mean he would have grown out his hair?
Yeah, well, here he's bald, but he cut the top.
Oh, yeah, cut the mohawk.
It's saying something that if we find out that the Revenants didn't come back and only Bobo was rezzed from this plot hole, she died for 20 seconds or whatever it is, that just means we want Bobo back now. Like, that. The writers, I mean,
yeah.
They
totally
did that for that reason
Michael
and that
Eklund
reason only.
Is
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because, okay, besides like overreading into Kathleen's reactions to what we're saying about like, you know, we're going to be happy with the ending and like there was a possibility of it being open ended.
Right.
Like, I don't think we're going to kill all 77.
I mean, we know that she also thinks right now that killing the big bad means ending the curse.
That's true, too.
So
that could be a solution. Yeah, you're right.
All 77. And then that's the way of being like,
yeah,
all the good ones, too. They don't have to go to hell. And then, we, you know, whatever it is. So
I'm looking at Kathleen
in the eyes as I'm saying this shit.
if we don't find anything else about the resurrections from non-Bobo people, I'm fine as long as she doesn't at the end of the series kill all 77. If that happens, then it's like, okay, well, go fuck yourself.
At the end, she's just like, 77.
Yeah, right.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's literally like the guy who's like 1001 and
doing push-ups.
And 77 done.
Yeah. Bang, bang.
I don't have any like explicit theories, but I'm just interested in Bobo's whole. Not like, I guess it's kind of a newfound shtick in where it was to get out of the Ghost River Triangle, and now it's that Bulsar is someone that can guarantee he doesn't have to go back to hell.
Right.
I don't know what exactly that means. It could go either way, and where Bulsar wins, so then Bobo can either maybe find a way to become immortal, or that Bolshar basically is the
protecting
way
him, or
to like break the loop. I feel like it's either on Bolshar's. I guess there's two options for him being on Bolshar's side, is where he can make him immortal, or he can stop the loop. And then also there's, I guess, a lane still for him to go against Bolshar, which is also stopping the loop.
Right.
That would be the fun way. If somehow Bobo allies with the good guys for a little bit more, like he was doing at the end of the season.
It's not out of the question. Definitely not. Yeah. To me.
But like, is he fighting against himself at that point? Like in the way that Doc couldn't really fight Clouty.
Let's say that he's a Revenant and they want to end the curse. What I was saying is, if they kill Bolshar, the curse ends. So he would just be human. And if he dies, he dies.
Okay.
So it's not like, so now he's not going to hell and coming back and going to hell and coming back. It's just like, all right, I'm mortal now. When I die, it's over. And I guess I don't know.
Yeah. I would prefer his story, because I do like him, to take that motivation of I want to end this cycle more so than like I just want to be a bad guy.
Right.
Because he didn't want to die. He died on accident. Mm-hmm. He was initially afraid to go to hell. He's obviously changed a lot. And I think him basically getting the idea of just ending the cycle.
Well, that's consistent. Ending the cycle is synonymous with leaving the triangle too, like it's ending. Yeah. So I think that's been his motivation since the beginning.
Oh,
so that's right in line with his character. That's what ending the curse is like, being able to leave, right? So I think
I thought it was like not having to go to hell and then come back and go to hell and then come back.
But I feel like they could be motivated, like that goal is the same path.
All right. I have one more question and then we can wrap it up. What was your guys' opinions on the storyline, and did you expect our boy Doc to actually lose his immortality in this season?
I do like it, because I think Doc's already a very interesting character, but I think him becoming mortal and now dealing with what that means for him is going to be an interesting point for his character. I feel like he's always kind of walked around with that swagger of like, he definitely knows that he's immortal.
Sure. I mean, also, he said it too. He's like, I'm not different anymore. I'm not special.
But also, he was never immortal from bullets.
Right.
And
it was just aging and stuff. Yeah.
But I still think it'll just be an interesting bent to his character.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it happened. Because, I don't feel like he could be immortal the whole time.
I think I kind of figured it would happen, but I thought it was going to be more of like an endgame storyline. So when it came up this early, I was a little surprised.
Well, Kyle, you were saying you had anxiety the entire time about the pregnancy storyline. The second I found out that the seal was on his finger, I've had anxiety constantly. I was just like, because I did not think that they were going to take the approach that he's just mortal now. I thought it was like, if that thing breaks and you don't have your ring anymore, you're dead. Like, it's like you're pulled
back.
I thought it was going to be. But the fact that they didn't do that, totally fine with it now, because it doesn't matter. That's why even at the, whenever they bury Clouty in the salt, and that's like in the back of season one, right?
Yeah.
Even from that point on, I had anxiety thinking this whole time, because we talked about it. I was like, dude, I'm checking on this bitch every week. What the hell?
So now, she's still there.
And then they cut her head off, and I was like questioning like my understanding of it, and then they changed the ring thing. So like, I just had a complete misunderstanding of what it was.
Mutually
by design.
Destruction.
Exactly.
You bring up the whole like accelerated aging, like it would all come back to him. I had that thought as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like other things that's happened in. The only thing I can think of is the movie The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Hells yeah. This was great. I feel like you guys are really getting into it more.
My one wish for the next season is we get Wyatt in a flashback.
Okay.
Apparently we're going to find out that he's an ass, so.
I never said that.
My parting shot will be that.
Make your peace.
Make your peace.
I wouldn't talk about this, but I really loved the episode where Jeremy, Doc, and Dolls are all connected.
Oh, yeah.
Although they do kind of break the rules of what the spell is a little bit,
totally,
but whatever.
Course.
It's still goofy. But when Dolls kind of steps up for Doc and like they get the bounty taken away and then the ghost guys leave.
Oh, that was great. I can't believe we didn't mention that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I wanted to at least mention that before we signed off. That was really good.
I like Dolls getting all pumped about Bass Reeves. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a reason I wanted to be a lawman.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jeremy, they're like, you guys seem weirdly close. And Jeremy's like, I know.
Jeremy was so good.
Yeah,
I can't
awesome.
Wait for more Jeremy.
Mustache Jeremy in the trailer. So good.
I need it to be because of Doc. Okay.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. I just need that to happen.
Love it. All right. I can't wait for you guys to meet the new characters in season 3, because they're good. Well, that's it. That's it. Make your peace.
Because they're good.
Because they're good. That was Binge Town. That was Binge Town, Wynonna Earp season 2 recap. If you like what you heard, go back and watch it and listen to our Pitch Town episode where we go over the pilot. We've also covered season 1 if you haven't listened to that. We are also on Twitter on Binge Town TV, Instagram, also our website, bingetowntv.com. We also got our Patreon. Jimmy, hit that because I don't know what to say.
Patreon.com/bingetowntv.
Love it. We love you guys. We got some cool episodes up on Patreon. A lot of us just going rogue and talking about funny shit and TV, of course.
All of our celebrity interview videos.
Yeah. Oh, forgot about that. Mm-hmm. That's hot. That's
looking
good
to
stuff.
Add some Wynonna ones to that.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing our best.
We're doing our best. So we'll see. Yeah. Enemy of the air. Beware.
What? Okay. Love you guys.
Signing off. Make it peace. Bye.
Piece of shit.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.